Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nine Leaders Podcast. I told you I was going to keep doing this. I told you I was going to be back, and we're back. It's not a daily thing. As I said in the last one, daily is a little bit unrealistic. But hopefully twice a week, once a week at the very least, will get us through this project. I apologize if you hear my dogs barking in the background. We are kind of in a new setup. That's also why the audio quality is a little bit less. I'm in a new room, new studio. It has not been sound treated yet, so I apologize for all of the background noise that you might pick up on. Today we are talking about type 7s, and type 7s, I realize I left you hanging for a long time before we got to you, and I apologize for that. However, knowing type 7s, I think that perhaps the waiting could have been part of the appeal of this for you, but maybe 2.5 years is a bit long. So type 7s are in the fear triad, which is also known as the mind or the head triad. And these threes, 7s, 5s, and 6s, these three are characterized by fear. Fear that things aren't going to work out or that they will be destitute and ruined. These types, they focus on achieving security from the threats of the world. They take in information by thinking, and in the larger Enneagram, the fear triad represents the passive force. Type 7 is known as the enthusiast or the epicure. People with this personality type are often known for being the life of the party, perhaps the most energetic and outgoing of the nine types. 7s embrace life with an enthusiastic vigor that can sometimes border on reckless. 7s live for new experiences and often find more fulfillment in anticipating those experiences than in the actual experiences themselves. It kind of goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. For some 7s, just waiting on this podcast to come out maybe was more rewarding than the actual podcast itself. 7s love the idea of going on an adventure. Yeah, a good example of this would be planning a vacation. They may really enjoy the lead up to the vacation, dreaming about how exciting it's going to be, thinking about all of the people that they're going to meet and the food that they're going to eat and the experiences that they're going to have. They don't much enjoy like sitting down and planning like the logistical end of things all the time, but they just enjoy the anticipation. The thought that something big is coming, something exciting is coming, the exciting that something better and faster is just over the next horizon, and that energizes the type 7. And then the vacation happens, and most 7s are too busy anticipating the next thing. They don't find much pleasure in the present moment. Right? Breakfast is not enjoyable because the 7 is busy thinking about the hike that they're going to go on this afternoon. And the hike isn't fully engaged in because the 7 is thinking about the amazing restaurant that they're going to go to for lunch. And lunch isn't fully engaged in because they're thinking about bungee jumping later. And bungee jumping isn't fully enjoyable because they're busy thinking about the cool hostel that they're going to be staying at and all the people that they're going to meet. The mind of a 7 is constantly in the future. That is to the detriment of the present. All of us have these different time orientations. Some of us are very focused on the past and some of us are very focused on the present. 7s are very, very focused on the future. What's next? What's coming up next? 7s are relationally focused. They communicate through storytelling. They love being with people and sharing stories of their adventures and making new friends. Because of this, they are often extroverts, and they are looked to in order to bring excitement to groups. When you have a 7 in your friend group or a 7 in your family or a 7 in your workplace, they often are relied upon to sort of bring the energy, bring the excitement, bring the fun, and bring the joy. And when a 7 is healthy, they love to fill this role. They like to kind of be the center of attention. They like to be the fun one. They like to be the one that is looked to for that. And they know that the energy that they bring is helpful to other people and that it is expected of them to bring it. So when a 7 is in unhealthy space, or maybe they're not getting their way, or maybe they're just not feeling well, one of the most powerful tools that a 7 has in their tool belt is to withdraw their energy. Often it's not a conscious decision, but when a 7 withdraws their energy, the entire room feels it, the entire community feels it. If you think about that friend of yours that is always the life of the party, if they one day showed up and weren't being the life of the party, we would all feel it. Known for their positivity and fun-loving personalities, it can be kind of tricky and hard to imagine that 7s are part of the fear triad. And that's because in the fear triad, sevens are asleep to their fear. Remember, we always have one type that deals with their primary emotion outwardly, one that deals with it inwardly, and one that is asleep to it. And sevens are the ones that are asleep to their fear. They deal with their fear by running away from it. And this often looks like the seven defending themselves from their interior life. They rarely slow down to see what's going on inside. They're so focused on activity and moving on to the next bigger and better thing quickly that they miss the opportunity to fully engage in and integrate experiences at a deep level. There's this deep and pervading fear in sevens that if they were to slow down and look inside, all of the pain that they've been ignoring would finally catch up with them. All the negative experiences that they've been through would finally catch up with them, and that would destroy them. They fear being deprived of experiences or being bored. And that's kind of ironic, as they are the ones that are often failing to engage in the present moment, right? They don't want to be deprived of something. They don't want to be bored with something. And yet when they have that thing, when they have that experience, they don't fully engage with it. And so that can kind of leave them feeling a little bit empty. In health, sevens move towards fives. This looks like they're focus narrowing and their actions becoming more thoughtful and measured. This can sometimes be confused with a seven in stress. A seven in health and a seven in stress can sometimes look kind of similar because in stress, sevens move towards one, which can look like focus and forethought, but in reality, it's just an attempt to show discipline. I have a friend who's a seven, and if he is in his office working hard on something, but the office is still a mess, then I know that he's leaning into the healthy side of that five. He's becoming laser focused on a topic or a goal and creating the best way to achieve that goal. If he is quiet in his office, but all the books are stacked like perfectly along the edge of the bookshelf, or they're in alphabetical order and the entire place has been vacuumed and dusted, I know that he's stressed. In an effort to appear like they aren't scattered and disorganized, they over-discipline themselves into being unhealthy and self-critical ones. Sevens as leaders. These people are visionaries. They set lofty goals and they push their teams to achieve them with all of the energy and gusto that they can muster. And oftentimes, these dreams can be bigger than the team is capable of actually executing on, but it is important to allow a seven to dream big. Part of their creative process will involve taking absolutely all limits off of a project, throwing every idea at the wall and seeing what sticks. To deprive them of this would actually rob them of the excitement and energy that comes with brainstorming and would result in them not being that excited about the project coming up. And this comes both ways, both as a leader and as a seven on staff. If you are a staff serving under a leader, but you're ridiculing them for thinking too big or always bringing out kind of the realistic part of their ideas, that can be challenging to them as leaders. And then same thing, if you have a seven on your team and you're constantly trying to bring realism into the brainstorming section, that can deprive them of joy and bring on this boredom. Sevens as leaders are very friendly and engaged with their teams. They're not content to lead from a distance. They want to be in the midst of their teams. They almost want to dissolve that distinction between staff and leader. And that can sometimes be okay, but it can also result in a major lack of boundaries. These boundaries that are often necessary for healthy work balance. If you think of Michael Scott from The Office, that is a great example of a seven in leadership who wants to be the leader, wants to be important, but also wants to be everybody's friend. Yeah, as team members, sevens are very process-oriented. They need to be told what to do, but not necessarily how to do it. They rally under strong vision and clear direction. This helps them to not be scattered and disorganized as they are prone to being. Sevens can be excellent planners, but they really struggle with follow-through. When challenging a seven, do it quickly. Don't allow things to sit. Most sevens move on from things so quickly that they might not even remember what you're bringing to their attention. Keep things positive, as negative or fearful situations can cause them to shut down. Too much negativity or not enough excitement will send a seven looking for another opportunity. And I've met with teams, I've met with staffs, and it seems that sevens are the flightiest number. They don't want to get locked down, so they get bored, and so they leave. So as somebody who's leading a seven, keep things positive, keep things fresh, keep things energetic, and you have potential to keep a seven on your staff significantly longer. So the growth edge for a type 7 is to finish what they start. Whether a leader or a team member, Sevens have a lot of trouble finishing what they started. And the excitement of something new and shiny can often distract them from what needs to get done right in front of them. Sevens who wish to grow as people and leaders and team members need to focus on developing strategies to either help them follow through with ideas and projects, or they need to place themselves in situations where their role is starting initiatives, right? Being the ideas person, starting these initiatives and then handing them off to the appropriate parties at the appropriate times. And this can be a challenge for a lot of sevens, as it can be hard to forecast when the project will become boring. Handing something off earlier rather than later might be helpful, as it could give a second wind to that excitement. You're excited to hand this off to the next person and see what happens. So if you're a seven, it might be wise to hand off projects while you're still excited about them, but when you kind of notice the energy is tapering a little bit, as opposed to waiting for them to become boring and then abandoning them all together. When it comes to actually finishing goals, focus on smaller goals first. Prove to yourself that you can follow through. And as your goals become bigger, be sure to plan rewards for yourself. That'll give you something to look forward to once the job is done. Just be sure that the scale of your reward isn't so large that it eclipses the work that you're rewarding yourself for, or just becomes another goal that you get bored with. Cleaning the bathrooms does not necessitate a trip to Las Vegas as a reward. So keep things kind of in focus. So in the coming weeks, we will look deeper at sevens. We will look at how do they lead. We'll look at how they interact on teams. We'll go into detail about how they associate with one another and with the other nine types. Lastly, we'll look at the ways that sevens can move towards greater health and integration. So if you are enjoying this series and you think that you are a seven or know someone who is a seven or identify as any of these types and believe that you could benefit from some sort of coaching or spiritual direction or leadership coaching, please reach out to me. This is something that I do professionally and I'm happy to offer that to you. I can be reached on Instagram at 9leaders, or you can send me an email, wadeshawcoaching@gmail.com, and we will get all of that set up. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to you real soon.